This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. The Roster Report Podcast is presented by Sullivan Tire and Bridgestone Tires. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Sullivan Tire Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Welcome to Foxborough. It's Friday, June 21st, 2013, the first day of summer. I'm Eric Scalavino inside a refreshingly quiet Gillette Stadium, and I say that because of the unfortunate off-field events that have taken place here at and around the stadium and in around the Foxborough area this week. We'll get to that in a moment, but first we have some on-field news to report in this Roster Report podcast. We'll rewind to late last Friday, when the Patriots released kicker David Ruffer, the 24-year-old former Notre Dame product, which left the Patriots with 87 players on their roster, three open roster spots, one of which they filled on Monday, June 17th, by signing running back George Wynn, 22-year-old, rookie, originally signed by the Houston Texans in May. He played his college ball at Cincinnati, was released by Houston shortly thereafter on May 15th, and now he's a member of the Patriots. So, as of this moment, the Patriots have 88 players on the 90-man roster, two open roster spots, and there's one less player in the kicking competition. There were six, two long snappers, two punters, and two place kickers. Now there are five. With the release of Ruffer, the signing of George Wynn, who is 5'11", 210, listed here in his official Patriots press release, have to think that it could be one of two things. Either the team might be a little bit concerned about the health status of Stephen Ridley, who seemed to tweak a hamstring during OTAs this spring, And 6 weeks until training camp might not be enough for him to be fully back from that. It's a little hard to tell at this point. So it could either be just as insurance for that or just the fact that they had some open roster spots and they needed to fill it with somebody. And George Wynn was the lucky recipient. It's a little unclear, but fact of the matter is George Wynn, running back, is now part of the competition at that spot as we head into these next few weeks before training camp begins. And speaking of training camp, Patriots announced this week that the official first day of camp, open practice, will be on a Friday this year, not a Thursday, Friday, July 26th. And that typically the Patriots open the preseason on a Thursday, their preseason games. So usually you can pretty much bank that 2 weeks before that first preseason game is when camp's going to open. Their first preseason game this year is on a Friday, August 9th, so you back up 2 weeks, and that gets you to the July 26th, Friday, first practice of training camp. So that first weekend, the Friday and Saturday, and most likely Sunday, there'll be some practices. Sunday is still to be determined as to either what time or if at all there'll be practice. But if you're making plans to come to the New England area and want to check out Patriots practice, Patriots training camp, first couple of days, Friday, July 26th, and Saturday, July 27th, both of those practices right now, scheduled to start at 9 a.m. Of course, keep checking Patriots.com for the latest on training camp news and practice times when we get closer to that date. Also in that announcement, the team revealed that joint practices with the Tampa Bay Bucks will happen on Tuesday and Wednesday, August 13 and 14, a couple of days before their Friday, August 16th preseason game here at Gillette Stadium. So some good news there as we get excited about training camp getting ready to start. And when it does start, all of the Patriots rookies will be, or all the draft picks at least, will be on the field, are in the fold, because this week the final player, second-round pick, wide receiver Aaron Dobson, the last of this year's crop of seven draft picks, finally signed his contract. A little strange that it took this long to get that deal done, since the contracts are all slotted now based on the new CBA. But no matter, Dobson's in the fold now. He's a member of the team officially, and we expect to see him out there in late July when camp starts. Now, he also got a little bit dinged up somehow during spring OTAs and was working last week in mini camp with the rehab group of guys, but hopefully it didn't appear to be too serious a problem, and hopefully he'll be ready to go on July 26th when camp opens. Now, at the start of the podcast, I did mention the unfortunate news of this week. Of course, everyone is talking about and following the developments with tight end Aaron Hernandez, and not one but two legal predicaments he finds himself in at the moment. It's far too early at this juncture to speculate on his future on or off the field, so we're not going to do that here in this podcast. But to be sure, we'll be following the story, and if you check Patriots.com every day so far since this news broke this week, we've been putting up reports on the facts, the confirmed facts as we know them, as they've come in, and we're trying to keep up with that on a daily basis, because this is a developing story with twists and turns that are happening almost on an hourly or even minute by minute basis in some cases. So it's unfortunate that he has to go through this. It's unfortunate that we have to talk about a player in this regard, but we will continue to follow it. And again, like I said, it's too soon to know or even to speculate on what Aaron's future might be with the Patriots, but we'll continue to follow that story. And all of the on-field news, there was quite a little bit of it this week, and hopefully there'll be some more in the days to come. When that happens, we'll be here every Friday on the Sullivan Tire Roster Report podcast to fill you in on that. In the meantime, till our next report, next Friday, I'm Eric Scalavino. Enjoy your weekend.
This has been the Sullivan Tire Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Bridgestone Tires, available in over 60 Sullivan Tire locations across New England. Visit SullivanTire.com/Bridgestone today.